Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
The question you asked, your Bears question, is a good one. Will we get this answer today?
I hope so. And the question that I kind of just threw out there is like, do we actually have a timetable on Keenan Allen, or is this going to be an every week, week-to-week thing? Because it goes back to training camp. We're in the regular season. We saw how he limped off the field in game one, missed game two. So where are we with him? And even if he's good to go, how long is he going to be good unless they need to sit him down, put him in bubble wrap, and get it healed? Or can it even be healed because of the way his body is?
And why did they lie about it?
You keep saying they lied about it. It was a cleat issue. It just happened to be the way the cleat was fitting on his foot that maybe hurt his foot. I don't know. The answer is I don't know.
Plantar fasciitis, anybody who's had it.
Yes, I've had it.
Knows it's no joke. And it's also on an aging athlete, not something that you can just snap your fingers and make go away. And you can say, all right, well, would you give him a cortisone shot? Okay, well, you have to rest from the cortisone shot, and that makes the fascia brittle, and you can have negative consequences
there. And it's temporary.
Yeah.
So all those things add up, and you're like, well, what is really the best-case scenario here, and what is the worst-case scenario, and what's manageable? And I think because it is the NFL, and we know guys play hurt, we just heard T.J. Edwards kind of describing his 2-mile walk with his dog and how painful that was because his body's still not used to it yet. Keenan Allen is going to be taking hits across the middle when he's not going up for jump balls. So you wonder how bad it is and to understand, but we're not going to hear from him until he's off the injury report.
Nobody wanted to hear it. And it's, oh, Bernstein, you're taking the fun out of trading a 4th-round pick for a borderline Hall of Famer. Look at the history of 32-year-old wide receivers. It's just a graph. It's not great. Like you for $23 million and for the 4th-round pick, you are trading for someone expecting them to be an outlier for that age.
I was a little bit not suspicious. That's not the word I want to use. I was a little bit more curious than normal on the trade because I'm like, well, what does Harbaugh know as they're getting rid of him, and obviously he went to more of a run-oriented offense. And he's like, if I have the quarterback, you know, what we've seen is if you've got the quarterback, you just make guys work. We saw it in Kansas City. Tyreek Hill left, and what did they immediately do? So I'm just wondering if he knew something about Keenan Allen's health that was a factor in, hey, we can get a 4th-rounder for this guy? Make it happen.
They made it sound like a contract thing. He wanted a new contract, and they didn't want to pay him because they don't have any money because they're up against the salary cap.
And yeah, they were one of the worst teams as far as being up against the cap with not just Keenan Allen, but several big contracts. They had to figure out what they were going to do. I remember that. So Keenan Allen, when healthy, is a great player, but the key word in that sentence is win.
I also think that your awareness of his specific skill set at this time, what you traded for was a security blanket for your young quarterback because of when in games we know Allen is often at his most effective.
Yeah, I mean, that's bottom line. We know he's a third down, make it happen, a third down machine, if you will.
Third down machine.
Chances are, if it's third and manageable, it doesn't even have to be third and short. Doesn't even have to be third and short, but just third and manageable. He's either going to be the guy that gets the ball, or if defenses key on him, now you've got an array of options that are more free because of the attention that Keenan Allen demands on third down.
You're right.
I'm hopeful that Matt Eberflus will say today, he practiced and he's going to be fine. The concern, though, is that when we saw him after game one kind of come up weird, we saw him drop a touchdown pass.
Yeah, that can't happen.
Yeah, we saw him drop a touchdown pass. They only have one touchdown.
Yeah, Caleb Williams still looking for his first passing touchdown.
The Bears have one touchdown.
That is still true, no matter how many times you say it, Dan, and it's still...
Roma Dunze's dropped one. Keenan Allen's dropped one. They got one touchdown, and we saw him limp off the field. It can happen at any point. You can exacerbate and aggravate plantar fasciitis. It could be his cleat. He could be getting out of the shower. He could be tiptoeing down the stairs at home.
It's the worst in the mornings.
It really is. And no, seriously, though, when you wake up and you feel it and you're like, I need to go get in the shower to pretend like I have a steam room just to try to loosen this thing up. That's like how plantar fasciitis works.
I mean, if you want to know how any of us who've had foot problems, and my God, I've had my own, if you go to CVS and just look at the number.
The aisle? How big it is?
How many products?
So many products.
How many products? Just for plantar fasciitis. And that's because Americans are generally, fat and slobby and carrying around.
I'm trying over here, okay? I'm trying.
You don't represent all of America.
I feel like I do because we're talking about foot, right? I'm in a boot right now.
Yeah, you don't have to feel seen when I'm talking about fat and slobby. So
I'm
triggered. Stop fishing for compliments.
It's about me, not you. Stop fishing. It's about me, not you, Dan. I'm sorry. I'm triggered.
Yeah. Well, I apologize. I'll warn you next time.
Nah, I'm good.
I'm just hopeful that Allen's going to be all right, but this is what you sign up for when you make a move like that. Let's get to the quarterback that you were talking about, the quarterback that means everything and all things and is some question marks after a couple of games. A great NFL quarterback who Chicago knows very well had some thoughts about nonlinear development at that position. We will bring them to you next on Sports Radio 670, The Score.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.